Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. Welcome to episode 30 of the Money is Freedom podcast. Bitcoin's breaking records, stablecoins are outpacing Visa, and Ethereum's scaling revolution is here. We unpack key insights from ARK Invest's Big Ideas 2025, including Bitcoin's path to 1.5 million, the rise of stablecoins, and Solana's comeback. A huge thanks to ARK Invest for their in-depth research and analysis. You can check out the full report and more of their insights at arkinvest.com. Let's dive in.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be taking a look at the world of crypto in 2025. Specifically, we'll be focusing on Bitcoin and stablecoins. We're using excerpts from ARK Invest's Big Ideas 2025 report for this one.
Oh yeah, ARK Invest, they always put out really interesting stuff.
Yeah, they do a ton of research.
Yeah, their reports are always just packed with all sorts of data.
And, you know, projections and just some really interesting insights into what they're seeing. I think the biggest takeaway here is just how much the crypto world is evolving.
It really is.
It's changing so fast. Mm-hmm. And it's really starting to look a lot more, well, grown up, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's really maturing.
Bitcoin's hitting major milestones. Stablecoins are starting to rival the big boys like Visa in terms of transaction volume.
It's amazing to see how much has changed, you know, in just a few short years.
Yeah.
I think we're really watching traditional finance and crypto kind of become increasingly intertwined.
Yeah.
And I think the implications of that are pretty huge.
Yeah, and that's a big part of what we're going to be exploring today. So let's break it down. First up, Bitcoin had a huge GE 2024. Not only did it reach a new all-time high price, but it also went through its fourth halving.
Yeah, that halving is a really key event for Bitcoin. Basically, what it means is that the rate at which new Bitcoins are created gets cut in half.
Right.
So it makes it even scarcer over time.
And as you know, scarcity, you know, often drives value.
Right.
What I think is really interesting is that even though miner revenue was cut in half after the halving, the network's hash rate actually hit an all-time high.
Now, if you're not familiar with hash rate, think of it as basically like a measure of Bitcoin security. The higher the hash rate, the harder it is for somebody to, you know, attack the network. So even though miners are earning less Bitcoin per block, they're still investing heavily in the security of the network, which I think signals a lot of confidence in Bitcoin's future.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like a pretty strong sign that they're still willing to invest all that money,
yeah,
even though they're getting less Bitcoin out of it. And speaking of confidence, remember the Mt. Gox situation?
Oh, yeah.
That Bitcoin exchange that collapsed?
Yeah.
Years ago. Well, they finally started paying back creditors. Over $9 billion worth of Bitcoin.
And the crazy part is the market barely flinched. It just absorbed this massive influx of Bitcoin like it was nothing, which really showcases Bitcoin's resilience and its ability to handle these large-scale events.
Yeah, it really is a testament to how much the market has matured. Now, zooming out to the institutional landscape a little bit, more and more public companies are adding Bitcoin to their balance sheets.
Yeah, the total value of these holdings has skyrocketed. I think it's up to something like $55 billion now, which is a fivefold increase compared to 2023.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge. MicroStrategy is definitely leading the charge here. They've got a mind-blowing 58.7% of their market cap in Bitcoin.
It's crazy.
Which is wild.
Yeah. And it's not just corporations who are in it for the long haul either. Individual investors are holding onto their Bitcoin longer too.
Huh.
The velocity of Bitcoin, which measures how quickly it changes hands, hit a 14-year low.
Wow. So people aren't just using Bitcoin to make quick trades anymore. They're starting to see it as this long-term store of value, like a digital version of gold.
That's right. That's a crucial shift in perception. But don't think for a second that things are slowing down.
Oh, absolutely not. The pace of innovation in the crypto world is only accelerating. Now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about stablecoins. 2024 was a breakout year for them, to say the least. Get this. Their transaction value surpassed both MasterCard and Visa.
Yeah, we're talking a massive like $15.6 trillion flowing through stablecoin channels, which is more than double the volume of Visa.
That's insane. I mean, we're still early in the adoption curve,
yeah,
but the trend is undeniable. Solana, Tron, Ethereum, and Base were the leading blockchains for stablecoin volume, setting new records in December.
But it's not just about the sheer volume of transactions. What's really exciting is the incredible innovation happening within the stablecoin ecosystem itself.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting for me. Athena Labs, A rising star in the stablecoin space has figured out a way to tokenize a popular trading strategy called a basis trade.
I know that sounds complex, but bear with me for a second. Essentially, Athena Labs is offering attractive yields of 20%, 30% by finding clever ways to generate returns within the stablecoin market itself.
So they're basically finding new ways to make money with stablecoins, which, you know, have traditionally been seen as just a way to hold a stable value.
Exactly. And that's what makes Athena Labs so fascinating. They're really pushing the boundaries of what's possible with stablecoins, turning them into a platform for financial innovation. This has the potential to create entirely new investment opportunities that were previously unavailable.
Yeah, it really shows how stablecoins are evolving beyond just digital dollars. They're becoming these building blocks for a whole new financial system. But what about the relationship between stablecoins and traditional finance?
That's where things get really intriguing. You know, we're seeing some countries moving away from the US dollar, a trend called de-dollarization. But at the same time, the crypto world is embracing the US dollar through stablecoins.
So could stablecoins potentially increase demand for US dollars, even as some countries are trying to move away from it?
It's a fascinating paradox, and I think it could have a significant impact on the global monetary system. We're already seeing this play out. Circle and Tether, the two largest stablecoin issuers, are among the top 20 holders of U.S. treasuries.
Wow, I never thought about it like that. It's almost like the crypto world is mirroring and reshaping the traditional financial system at the same time.
It's a delicate dance, and we're only just beginning to see the steps unfold.
All right, so we've got Bitcoin acting like digital gold, stablecoins potentially boosting the U.S. dollar. But what about the everyday user? How are stablecoins impacting their lives?
Well, stablecoins are becoming much more accessible thanks to Layer 2 solutions like Arbitrum and Optimism.
Now, to break that down for our listeners, Layer 2 solutions are like building express lanes. On top of the existing blockchain highway, they make transactions cheaper and faster, especially for smaller amounts.
Exactly. And this is really crucial for mass adoption. You know, while Ethereum's base layer is still the preferred platform for institutional players and large transactions, Layer 2s are really catering to everyday users who need speed and affordability.
So we're seeing this kind of two-tiered system emerge with different blockchains serving different needs. It's like having, you know, a high-speed train and a local subway system. Both are valuable, but they cater to different types of commuters.
That's a great analogy. And this two-tiered system really allows the crypto ecosystem to grow and adapt to meet the needs of both, you know, institutional players and everyday users.
And it's not just about the blockchains themselves. We're also seeing a shift in how people trade crypto. Decentralized exchanges, or DEX, are really giving centralized exchanges a run for their money.
Yeah, DEX are generally more efficient. They're often run by much smaller, more agile teams. And they offer a level of transparency that centralized exchanges sometimes struggle to match.
Yeah, Uniswap, Aerodrome, and Radium are some of the big names in the DEX space. And get this, they're operating with incredibly lean teams. Compared to centralized exchanges like Binance, which have thousands of employees, it really shows how efficient these decentralized platforms can be.
It's quite remarkable how much they can achieve with limited resources.
Mm.
But innovation isn't limited to exchanges. We're also seeing it at the blockchain platform level. Ethereum, the original platform for smart contracts and decentralized applications, is constantly evolving,
right,
especially with the growth of those Layer 2 solutions that we were just talking about.
Yeah, and those upgrades to Layer 2s are making a big difference. They're drastically reducing transaction costs, making them even more appealing to users.
Mm.
Take Base, for example, Coinbase's Layer 2 solution. Has captured a huge chunk of the Layer 2 market in a very short time.
Base's success really shows just how much demand there is for scalable and affordable blockchain solutions. But Ethereum isn't the only platform innovating. Solana is another blockchain making waves.
Solana is all about speed, right? Super fast transaction processing.
Exactly. That's one of its key advantages. And it's attracted a growing developer community. Solana is also constantly innovating. They've developed a new client called FireDancer, which could potentially boost its transaction throughput even further.
So it sounds like we're witnessing this kind of evolutionary arms race in the blockchain world.
In a way, we are. And that competition is driving incredible progress, which ultimately benefits the entire ecosystem and, of course, the users.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground here, from Bitcoin hitting all-time highs to stablecoins overtaking Visa in transaction volume. It's clear that the crypto landscape is changing rapidly, and the pace of innovation is only accelerating. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a breath and try to summarize the key takeaways for our listeners.
All right, let's synthesize what we've learned about the crypto landscape so far. It's mind-blowing how much has happened in just a year. Bitcoin hitting new all-time highs, stable coins surpassing traditional payment processors in volume. It's like we're watching a financial revolution unfold in real time.
And it's not just about the numbers. We're also seeing a fundamental shift in how these assets are perceived.
Yeah, Bitcoin is solidifying its role as a store of value, almost like digital gold, while stablecoins are becoming increasingly integrated into the very fabric of the global financial system.
You mentioned earlier how stablecoins could actually be driving demand for U.S. treasuries. That's a wild concept to wrap my head around.
Think about it this way. As stablecoin adoption continues to grow, particularly in emerging markets, the demand for the underlying collateral, in this case, U.S. dollars could increase dramatically. This, in turn, could lead to a greater demand for U.S. treasuries, which are considered a safe haven asset globally.
So even as some countries are trying to move away from the U.S. dollar, stablecoins could actually be strengthening its dominance. That's a pretty big so-what insight for our listener.
Exactly. It highlights the complex and sometimes counterintuitive forces at play in the global monetary system. But let's zoom back in on the user experience for a moment. What stood out to you about how people are interacting with stablecoins?
Well, the rise of Layer 2 solutions is a game changer for accessibility. They're making stablecoin transactions much cheaper and faster for everyday users, which is absolutely crucial for talking about mass adoption.
And what's fascinating is how a two-tiered system is emerging. Ethereum's base layer remains the go-to platform for institutional players and high-value transactions.
While Layer 2s are catering to the needs of retail users who prioritize speed and affordability.
Precisely. It's a fantastic example of how the blockchain ecosystem is adapting to meet the diverse needs of its users.
And speaking of adapting, we can't forget the rise of decentralized exchanges, or DEXs. They're really challenging the dominance of centralized exchanges by offering greater efficiency and transparency.
DEXs are a testament to the power of decentralized innovation. They're often run by small, highly agile teams that can move and iterate much faster than their centralized counterparts.
And that efficiency is reflected in their headcount. Some of the biggest DEXs have a fraction of the employees compared to centralized giants like Binance. Talk about lean and mean.
It's truly remarkable how much they can achieve with limited resources, but innovation isn't limited to exchanges, right? Mm. We're also seeing it at the blockchain platform level. Ethereum, the OG smart contract platform, is constantly evolving, and a lot of that evolution is happening on those layer twos we were just discussing.
Those upgrades to layer twos have been huge for reducing transaction costs, and Coinbase's layer two solution is a perfect example of how quickly these platforms can gain traction.
Base's success is a clear sign of the growing demand for scalable and affordable blockchain solutions. But Ethereum isn't the only platform pushing the boundaries. Solana, with its high-speed transaction processing and growing developer community, is a serious contender in this space.
Solana's unique architecture and focus on performance definitely set it apart. And with its new FireDancer client, it has the potential to scale to even greater heights in terms of transaction throughput.
It's almost like we're watching an evolutionary arms race unfold in the blockchain world.
Right. And this competition is fueling some amazing progress. But let's not forget about the applications being built on top of these blockchains. We've seen some really cool developments there as well.
Absolutely. One of the standout trends of 2024 was the rise of prediction markets, particularly Polymarket. It shows that there's a real appetite for decentralized platforms that allow people to express their opinions and potentially profit from their predictions.
Polymarket's focus on elections and politics was particularly fascinating. It demonstrated how blockchain technology can be used to facilitate open and transparent discussions on important social and political issues.
And their platform isn't limited to just politics, right? They're expanding into other areas like sports, pop culture, and even science, creating a truly diverse ecosystem.
Which speaks to the broader trend of blockchain applications moving beyond those initial financial use cases. We're now seeing exciting applications in gaming, social media, identity management, and even infrastructure.
The possibilities seem endless. But one thing that struck me as particularly important is the role of developer activity in the success of these platforms you mentioned earlier, that Solana and Base are attracting a lot of developers.
Yeah. Developer mindshare is absolutely crucial. These are the people who are building the next generation of decentralized applications, and they're gravitating towards platforms that offer the best combination of speed, scalability, and a supportive community.
And with the ever-growing interest in the crypto space, it seems like there's no shortage of talent eager to jump in and build. Which brings up a really important question. What does all of this mean for the future of the crypto ecosystem? where do you see things headed?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. While it's impossible to predict the future with certainty, I think we can draw some interesting conclusions based on the trends we've been discussing.
All right, hit me with your crypto crystal ball predictions.
Well, I wouldn't call them predictions exactly, more like informed speculations based on what we're seeing in the data. I think it's safe to say that we're entering a new era of maturity and integration for the crypto space.
So we're moving beyond those Wild West days of crypto.
I think so. We're seeing greater institutional adoption, more robust regulatory frameworks, and a growing recognition of the potential benefits of blockchain technology.
And with that maturity comes greater responsibility.
Right.
Both for the platforms themselves and for the users.
Absolutely. As the crypto ecosystem becomes more integrated with the traditional financial system, the stakes become higher. We need to ensure that these platforms are secure, transparent, and accountable.
And that users are educated about the technology and understand the risks involved.
Precisely. But with those risks come incredible opportunities. We're still in the early innings of this technological revolution, and the potential for innovation is vast.
I'm excited to see what the future holds. But before we get too carried away with speculation, let's bring it back to the present, Oz. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. Is there anything else from the ARK report that you think is particularly relevant for our listener?
Yes, actually, there's one more point that I think is especially important to highlight.
Okay, let's hear it.
The report emphasizes the potential for stablecoins to become a significant force in the global monetary system.
We touched on this earlier, but I'm eager to dive a little deeper. What exactly do they mean by significant force?
Well, ARK's research suggests that stablecoins could grow from their current market cap of $203 billion to a staggering $1.4 trillion by 2030.
That's a massive increase. What would that kind of growth mean in practical terms?
If that projection holds true, stablecoins would become the 13th largest currency in circulation globally, surpassing the currencies of countries like Spain and the Netherlands.
Wow, that's a pretty bold prediction.
It is, but it's not entirely outlandish when you consider the rapid pace of stablecoin adoption we've witnessed in recent years.
And you mentioned earlier how stablecoins could actually be driving demand for U.S. treasuries that would definitely give them a significant role in global finance.
Exactly. It's a fascinating dynamic to watch unfold.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. This deep dive has been a whirlwind of insights and eye-opening statistics.
It's amazing to see how quickly the crypto landscape is changing, right?
And it's clear that both Bitcoin and stablecoins are playing a major role in shaping the future of finance. But I have to ask, what does this all mean for our listener? Why should they care about these trends?
That's a great question. I think the key takeaway for our listener is this. The crypto world is not some abstract, far-off concept. It's already having a profound impact on the global financial system, and that impact is only going to grow in the coming years.
So whether you're a seasoned crypto investor or just starting to explore this space, it's crucial to stay informed and understand the forces at play.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, especially in a rapidly evolving field like crypto.
Well said. But this deep dive hasn't just been about knowledge. It's also been about sparking curiosity and encouraging our listener to think critically about the future. What's one final provocative thought you'd like to leave our listener with?
That's a tough one. But if I had to choose, I'd say this. Pay close attention to the interplay between stablecoins and central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. For those who aren't familiar, CBDCs are essentially digital versions of fiat currencies issued by central banks. How do you see stablecoins and CBDCs interacting in the future?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Will they coexist peacefully, or will they compete for dominance?
Could we see a world where stablecoins issued by private companies are eventually replaced by CBDCs backed by governments?
It's certainly a possibility, but it's also possible that stablecoins and CBDCs will find ways to complement each other, each serving different needs within the global financial system.
It's like a financial thriller waiting to unfold. I guess we'll just have to wait and see how this story plays out.
Indeed, the future of money is being written as we speak, and it's a fascinating time to be alive.
Well, that was quite a journey.
Yeah, we really went deep on that one.
I don't know about you, but I'm still processing all that information.
It's a lot to take in, for sure.
The crypto landscape is just evolving at such a rapid pace. It's hard to keep up sometimes.
Yeah, it really is.
But that's what makes it so exciting, right?
Absolutely.
We're witnessing a financial revolution unfold right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
And it's really anyone's guess what the future holds.
True. But I think one thing is for sure. The trends we've talked about today have the potential to really reshape the global financial system as we know it.
Yeah, and that's really why we do these deep dives. We want to give you the information and the insights you need to navigate this new world.
Exactly. We want to empower you to make informed decisions about your finances and your future.
So as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with a few questions to ponder. What aspect of this crypto evolution intrigues you the most?
Are you a Bitcoin believer, drawn to its decentralized nature and potential as a store of value?
Or are you more fascinated by stablecoins and their potential to revolutionize payments and global finance?
It's a fascinating space. And no matter what your stance is, one thing's clear: the crypto space is not slowing down anytime soon.
And neither are we. We'll be back soon with more deep dives into the most important trends shaping our world.
Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, stay curious.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.